8:22 in the morning. 67 degrees outside in Fargo, Moorhead, where the Playhouse Zero Radamanki, Y94, the number one hit music station. Going to probably have a pretty good story for you tomorrow. I only got little bits and pieces through text message, but basically, the American Idol auditions are kicking off for the new season today, and they're starting in Minneapolis. It's like going on right now. So you got Ryan Seacrest out there, you got the judges out there, and one of our interns, she can sing, she's got some skill. We're like, you're going to go, wear your Y94 gear. So we send her in the shirt, we give her a sign, and we send her on her merry way. I've never actually heard the girl sing. She claims she can sing. I was pretty excited about it. So we send her, of course, Y94'd up to the nines. All I know, really, is apparently they made her change before she got to audition. How sucky is that? So they came up to her, said, you're going to get to audition, but we need to make you change first. And they actually gave her, like, a tank top to wear, from my understanding. So this is all I got from the text. But we'll get the whole story tomorrow. Should be interesting to hear.
I bet it was Ryan Seacrest tank top.
Probably. You need to swap clothes with Ryan Seacrest. Though that means he was wearing a Y94 shirt for a while. But it wasn't like the standard, like, you know, Y94 on the front, lyrics on the back. It was like a little woman's tank top kind of a thing. Because we thought, okay, we're going to make it look a little more natural and try to get you in there. And I just wanted her on TV and singing in our Y94 shirt. And apparently they hassled her, gave her a hard time, said she couldn't do it unless she changed. So we'll get the whole story from her. Apparently, Ryan Seacrest is a D-bag, I guess, making her change. Anyway, Playhouse mailbag situation. Basically, Beth wants to know if all parents deal with this with their kids. She says, my daughter is 9, and every time I walk into the living room, Frozen is on. Every single time. She watches this movie at least once, if not twice, each day. Is this normal? Do all children overindulge in things when they like them? How does she watch this same movie repeatedly? The story does not change. The same thing happens each time. Is it wrong of me to limit the movie or to take it away just because I am tired of hearing it in the background and seeing that damned woman on my television? I just want her to let it go. So for the parents of the Playhouse family, do your children do that as well? Not necessarily with Frozen, but with anything. When they find something they like, whether it's a TV show or movie or whatever the case might be, a song perhaps, do they overindulge? It's like, oh my God, how are you watching this again or listening to this again? Does that happen, or is Beth have some sort of alien issue here? And then additionally, is she wrong if she takes the movie away just because she's annoyed with it? 2378, so you can text 35270.
Wake up!
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Wake me up.
Y94.
Bothered me anyway.
There's two reactions to that song coming on, and one of them is, yay, Frozen! And the other one is,
turn it off.
Turn it off. Turn it off. The Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Well, it kind of lends well to what we're discussing right now. So Beth writes in the Playhouse mailbag, and just again, real quickly, kind of run through a little bit of this. She says, my daughter's 9, and every single time I walk into the living room, Frozen is on. Every single time. She watches this movie at least once, if not twice, every single day. Is this normal? Do all children overindulge in things when they like them? Is it wrong of me to limit the movie or to take it away just because I'm tired of hearing it in the background and seeing this damned woman on my TV screen? I just want my daughter to let it go. So when it comes to children, parents of the Playhouse family, when a kid finds something they really like, and a movie is really a great example, is it pretty typical to overindulge? You know, while we probably couldn't sit and watch a movie over and over and over again, somehow they manage. Is that typical? Hi there.
Okay, that movie is the only movie in my daughter's room right now, and it's the only movie that plays.
So that is normal.
Yeah, I think it's normal, and my kids are 6, 4, and then, well, yeah.
So do you think she should take it away?
Well, if it's in her, like, if it's in the living room, maybe, but I guess it wouldn't annoy me as much. I think it'd be cool to take it away.
There we go. Thank you so much for calling in. 237-HITS. You can text 35270. In terms of text rat, what's popping in there?
The reason why I bought Netflix is because my children like to watch the same thing over and over again, and I'm not paying any more late fees. Somebody else says, my sons watch Frozen every night and know the songs by heart. I don't see anything wrong with it. She'll eventually get over it and move into something else. My girls used to watch the movie Annie constantly. Just let her be, and eventually she'll tire of it. And somebody else said, my three-year-old knows every word to Let It Go. The DVD accidentally got lost.
My feeling for you is, Beth, yes, this is typical. Mm-hmm. And yes, it would probably be cruel to take it away just because it bugs you. I kind of like what the woman that called said, and she's like, maybe you can just move it to a different room. Like, get her a space to watch her movie in so you can crank up CNN or whatever you wanted to watch so you're not listening to over and over and over again.
I feel like, why would you take it away?
Mm-hmm.
Simply because I have a two-month-old, and I look for anything that will distract her.
Sure.
You know, even if it's just for 5 minutes, you've got a two-hour out where you could just be like, all right, they're good. Frozen is on. I don't have to worry.
It strikes me as, I don't know how you can get out of that without looking evil when your nine-year-old right. daughter's like, hey, Mom, I want to watch Frozen. I took it away.
Or at least limit how many times yeah. she watches it. Like, you can watch it once, and then you have to go do something else.
And maybe kind of, I didn't need you to get some outside
yeah.
time. Kind of phrase it in a different way where she doesn't realize you just
you're
don't want it on.
Taking it away, yeah.
You can watch a movie, but then I need you to ride your bike or play outside because mm-hmm. it's nice outside and you really should spend some time outside. Great time of year for this problem.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking about the whole thing?
Does she not remember being a kid herself? I mean, I was obsessed with Pocahontas when it came out. Then mm-hmm. it was like Tangled. My kids do it all the time. It goes from Blue's Clues to
the next
Finger
one.
Cinderella last year. It was Wreck-It Ralph. Now it's Frozen.
So again, you're saying that is typical. Beth, her issue is her daughter, 9, keeps watching Frozen over and over and over again, once if not twice a day. She's wondering if that's typical, and then additionally wants to know, can I take that movie away just because it bothers me? I'm tired of seeing the ice lady on my TV. She needs to leave. Your thoughts?
Oh my God. Are you serious? I just got over that. My roommate has 2 kids. They're 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. It was Frozen all the time. Now it's the Lego Movie, and everything is awesome. Everything is not awesome. It hurts.
All right, thank you. Rat, as far as texts go.
My kid is almost 2 and only ever wants to watch Blue's Clues. I can't stand it, so we don't watch TV. We do other things. My girls are 12 and 4. Both have movies they love to repeatedly watch. Some of them are High School Musical, Mean Girls, Frozen, anything Barbie, can't remember the specific names, and Pitch Perfect. Let's just say when it's family movie night, I pick the movie. Great point. Why don't you tell her to create her own Frozen? That way the TV's off and you get to keep your sanity.
So is it safe to say, if we've established anything, yes, that is normal for a kid to find something they like and to watch it over and over and over and over again? Is that what we've managed to pull off today? All right. So let's go ahead and play a song that isn't Frozen, and we'll check the loser line here in a couple.
This is violent and scary.
The Morning Playhouse.
You need therapy more than any other human being I have ever met in my life.
It's obvious.
Y94.